The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, you bought us some good records.
Yeah, I wish I could show people the covers of these first ones. In fact, the covers of all of them, but particularly these first ones.
Well, they'll just have to come into the shop and check them out, won't they?
You know, it's Halloween this weekend.
It is. Saturday?
Yeah, that's informed a couple of things we've chosen today.
Oh, has it? Is it a spooky From the Crate?
Well, kind of. Mm. So first, there's a French label we deal with called Wagram. Now, Wagram, we've brought up some of their comps before, and they do killer comps. It's not like super obscuro. It's not super top 40. It's somewhere in between. I think it reflects the French taste in things. Now, these ones here, wait till you see the covers.
Ooh.
Okay, these are cool. This is a series of three funk compilations entitled Give Me the Funk, Volume 1, 2, and 3. What do you think of them covers?
They're awesome. So these are photos from
Harlem, 1970.
Wow.
Yeah, and you could even if you didn't know the date, you'd be able to look at that first one and go, oh, look, at that theatre, A Man Called Horse starring Richard Harris was playing. It's probably 1970.
It looks like a very sunny day, and it's a group of people, and they all look like they might be dancing.
I think they probably
are.
Yeah,
I'd imagine so if it's funk.
Yep.
Should we listen to the first track you've got on here?
Yeah, Halloween, so Back from the Dead.
Back from the Dead.
This is The Great Who?
Bobby Bird.
Yes.
With Back from the Dead.
Yeah. Now, you probably know Bobby Bird started the Flames, the famous Flames, James Brown's backing group. When that group split up, he put together the JBs, so he was a really important character.
Wow, this has got some absolute bangers on it.
It's got
Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, James Brown and the famous Flames, Tina Turner, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Herbie Hancock, and that's just on volume one, is it? Yeah.
This is so cool. I was in a funky mood this morning. I wanted to open the show with Funky Town, but we didn't in the end.
Hopefully this will fulfill that funk desire you had.
Oh, it definitely is.
Listen to Bobby's vocal, it's great.
Do you have a favourite of one of these volumes, Troy? There are three, I've got three records here.
Volume 3 is actually my favourite.
Funkadelic on volume 3. Patrice Rushen, who I love.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. Bobby Bird, obviously, as we're listening to now. Curtis Mayfield. Jerry Butler and Jerry Peters. Joe Simon. The Ohio Players.
See?
Dare I go on?
Top shelf.
So, do these all come together or are they separate?
No, they're separate releases. There's a CD version which has all of them and a bunch of other stuff on a double CD, but I think you need it with the big pictures.
Yeah, you really want the set, don't you?
When do you think this was recorded? What year?
60s sometime? No. When? You tell me.
74. So this is after he'd left the JBs and he'd signed to TK, which was a label centred in Florida. TK Productions.
So all the tracks on these compilations, are they all from the 70s?
Or no.
They range from...
They range. They're like the Marvin tune is Hitchhike from 67?
Oh, yeah.
66.
But it is really capturing, a decade and more.
Yeah. Super nice comps, Give Me the Funk.
This is really solidifying my desire to buy a nice record player now.
Yeah, see? Now you've decided that the first thing you do after record players, I'm going to need some funk comps
Absolutely.
To cover those bases.
Oh, you were falling into the trap.
I know.
Welcome,
not a trap.
Zoe. Welcome.
It's not a trap. It's not. Records make your life better.
They do. This is one of those compilations where you put it on and each song will start and you'll be like, another one, this song.
I love the Bobby's vocal. He also started the People label with James Brown, did a lot of production and even did a lot of his own singles on that. He's great. Good old Bobby Bird.
Good old Bobby Bird. So that's three records.
Yep.
And then what have we got next?
The next thing, remember a few months ago we did Big Star, remember? Remember they released, yes, reissued the first two Big Star, yep, albums. I think we probably listened to September Girls,
mm,
off number one record. Well, Big Star, the singer and writer, the main guy in Big Star was a fellow called Alex Chilton. Now, in the after Big Star split, he did a couple of things. He produced some stuff. He ended up as a dishwasher in New Orleans for quite some time. And then he started playing with Tav Falco's Panther Burns, just as like a supporting musician. But by the late 80s, he'd started to focus more on doing, going out and performing by himself again. Now, one of the tours he did was with a few other musicians, and what they were doing was they were interpreting standards, like a Great American Songbook / jazz standards in the late 80s. And they were doing a tour in France, and someone in France said to them, hey, you should do a record with us. He goes, okay, when shall I do it? Oh, tonight. All right, I'll do it tonight. And that night he like recorded a whole bunch of these standards and put out a record entitled Clichés.
Mm.
Now, Clichés hasn't been available for a while, but just about a year and a half ago, this record came out, which is called Songs from Robin Hood Lane.
Cool.
Now, what this does, this collects a bunch of the stuff from Clichés, as well as stuff that he did with a jazz group called Medium Cool, where they did just Chet Baker-associated songs. And so on this comp, there's a bit of that Medium Cool, a bit of Clichés, and an unreleased session from Medium Cool. But from Clichés, Zoe wants this.
I do.
This is My Baby Just Cares For Me.
Alex Chilton solo.
Is this a favourite song of yours, Zoe?
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I feel like I have so many favourite songs, though.
Don't we all?
My baby don't care for shows. My baby just cares for me.
This is a lovely cover.
Yeah.
My baby don't care for.
So is the record, the rest of the record along this kind of vein, or do you get quite a range of different?
No, about half of it is this unaccompanied Chilton stuff, the other half with that small jazz combo, but why it's called Songs Liz from Robin Hood Lane.
Is not her style.
In the 50s, Alex and his family lived in a place called Robin Hood Lane, and his dad was a jazz piano and sax player, and listened to a whole bunch of jazz records at home. So
my baby don't
a lot
care
of the stuff he did on both Clichés and with and the Chet Baker stuff were from his memories of living
my
in Robin Hood Lane.
Just cares for me.
This is such a nice song.
Dude was a good instrumentalist as well as a good singer.
And when was this recorded again?
I think 1989. Possibly 1990, actually.
It's very timeless. Like, I can imagine hearing someone doing a cover like this, you know, on the weekend,
you could,
somewhere.
Or someone could play you something, and this was recorded in 1955. You'd go, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
My baby don't care for clothes, and she don't even care for shows. She cares for me. My baby don't
what
care
we were saying before, Zoe, about how Nina Simone could inhabit a song and made it utterly believable. Do you feel that Alex Chilton has made this song believable?
She don't care for
I do, in a different way that Nina Simone would, though. Liz
Taylor,
I think this is not her style. More relaxed. And even Liberace. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it sounds like he's trying something on something that doesn't mean anything to him.
Mm.
I think it's real good.
Mm. It's maybe it's the type of song, though. I feel like it's quite a relatable song.
Yeah, probably, yeah. With baby.
My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for. My baby just cares for me.
Oh, I feel like I was lost in a wee trance there.
There you go. Songs from
lovely.
Songs from Robin Hood Lane is a comp of basically two records and one unissued session by Alex Chilton. It's on the Bar None label. We got it in now.
Wow. I'm going to hit this next one, Troy.
Because did I say that it was Halloween this weekend?
It is.
All right. If you're going to think of a film that summed up Halloween, what's it going to be?
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, okay, very nice.
What about for you?
Well, Halloween.
Halloween? No, I have nothing to add.
So, Halloween was a film by John Carpenter. Now, John Carpenter also did the score for it.
I have to tell you, Troy, I've never seen Halloween.
Have you not?
No.
Neither have I.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. You know, your life isn't any worse off for not seeing it.
Ooh.
However, you would recognise the music. This isn't it. But a particular haunting piece of music composed and played by the director, John Carpenter. Now, in recent years, John and his son and his godson have been recording music together. Now, they were brought back in for a Halloween sequel a few years ago, and they did the music for that. But they've also done a series of records called Lost Themes, which weren't related to any movies. It was just the same sort of vibe.
Yeah.
So Lost Themes 1 and 2 came out. Coming up, that was just announced yesterday, Lost Themes 3. Now this, what we're listening to now, is the B-side of his latest single, Skeleton. Now, here's Skeleton.
Oh, that is quite a cool
that's
cover.
Spooky.
Check this out.
So it's got this like X-ray-like sheet which has a skeleton. Is that someone's actual an X-ray of someone's actual skeleton?
For sure.
Oh.
Yeah, but they weren't
terrifying.
Dead. Don't worry.
No.
Skeletons
I know.
Aren't scary. We've all got them. We just can't see.
I don't know.
Them.
They're a bit spooky looking, aren't they?
So it's
I
like
think
got a
spooky.
Skeletons.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeepers. You,
they're
you...
associated with classically spooky things. You can buy them at Halloween and hang them up by your door.
Oh, I've been trained to get scared by them.
Yeah, me too.
Fair enough.
Decades of life.
I'd be more scared trying to walk without a skeleton.
True.
But so this is John Carpenter. It's under his name, but it's John and his son Cody and his godson Daniel. This is the kind of vibe they do about half the time. Other times it's more sort of with a beat, electronic with a beat, sounds like latter day Tangerine Dream sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But because it's Halloween come out, we had to play this one.
This is very good for Halloween. I feel like I'm walking through Dracula's castle or something.
So, like we were saying about the cover, it's actually a slipcase, which is an X-ray style thing. And what did you say about the vinyl test? I forgot.
It's red.
There we go, blood
it's
red.
Blood red.
Blood red vinyl.
It's beautiful looking vinyl.
So that's from John Carpenter's Skeleton 12-inch out on Sacred Bones. Do you need it for Halloween? You possibly do.
I feel like that would be a fantastic thing to play really, really loudly in your house while kids are coming trick-or-treating.
Wouldn't it?
Or for if you're having a Halloween party, could be good as well.
Perfect.
I thought Halloween was cancelled this year.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I know, that's trick-or-treating.
So what did you bring us today, Troy?
Okay, well, there was that John Carpenter one. And just thinking about it, if you were going, oh, why didn't he bring the Halloween soundtrack? Well, we got that in the shop, a Death Waltz version. You can get that. Right before that was Alex Chilton. There's two relatively new in the last year and a half compilations on Bar None. One covering his 80s sort of comeback material and one covering the sort of standard interpretation material. The one we heard was from songs from Robin Hood Lane. And we started with three, which I don't think I'm going to get back. Sally hasn't had them back.
Oh, no.
Three Give Me the Funk compilations from Wagram. And the one we heard, we played a tune by Bobby Bird, Back from the Dead.
Ooh, spooky. Well, pop in and see Troy in the shop on Saturday, or see someone in the shop on Saturday.
I'll be,
on Halloween,
I'll be there on Saturday.
And pick up a few records. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank
I'll reluctantly
you.
Hand them back to you now.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.